Movies have a profound impact on our nation for good or ill, in many cases for ill. But there's a lot of classic movies out there that are very interesting, many of which are patriotic. Christian author Gary DeMar writes, quote, "Movies are a self-contained world. The writers and producers make the rules and the circumstances for the worlds they create. Most often, though, films use the assumed order of the natural world and don't attempt to rewrite reality for the viewer. Films either reinforce the real world or they rebel against it. Either way, they provide a great way to think through worldview issues and their consequences." End quote from Gary DeMar. Gary DeMar believes that in particular many, quote, "classic movies are excellent teaching tools for a Christian worldview for children and adults," end quote. This is Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Gary DeMar joins us, and he is with AmericanVision.org. And one of the themes we'll touch on in this discussion is classic movies with a patriotic theme. Gary, it's so great to have you back on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good to be back with you.
Now, I happen to notice on your website, AmericanVision.org, you were promoting a very interesting lecture that people could purchase for a small fee, and then they could get this, you know, as a like an audio file. And I did that, and I listened to it a couple times, and it was all about how movies, especially classic movies, often have a Christian worldview and teach us, you know, even positive Christian values in many cases. And there were many in that list that were patriotic as well. And I point that out because a lot of movies today are kind of anti-American. So let's talk about movies in general, and we can get in slowly into the classics.
Well, I've always been a fan of the older movies. Of course, some of it, I think, comes down to a person's age. I'm 72 years old, and you know, I started watching films when I was growing up. We didn't have access to all the Netflix and Amazon Prime and, you know, streaming and so forth. So you had to find these films on television, and they were generally on later at night, maybe on a Saturday. They were generally black and white because most of us only had black and white TVs. And most of the films, in fact, most of the older films were, in fact, black and white. And over the years, I just kept a mental image of these films. And as I got older and I would, you know, talk on various issues, I would often reference to some of these older films. And to a younger audience, they had never heard of some of them. And so I decided to put a list together, and I have a very long list of films that I've enjoyed over the years, and I think have a lot of great things to say, not all of them being just not just patriotic, but sports, right, films and inventors, and you can go down the list with a lot of these various topics.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's a theme there. The theme is heroism, heroes versus villains. Today, it's almost like many of the movies, the bad guy is the hero in effect, you know, as opposed to the good guy being the good guy.
Well, it's hard to even tell who the good guy is. I think that is in fact part of the problem. And when a lot of these films were made late 30s through the 40s and the early 1950s, and even in the 1960s, there was a code. A lot of these films had to go through in order to get on, you know, to be passed so they could be shown.
Yes,
we don't have that anymore. They've gotten rid of all that. And so these older films had to rely on story and character development. Where today, a lot of it is, you know, they can do CGI, they can do all kinds of things. You look at these older movies, they did have special effects, but nothing like today.
Right.
So what carried these older films were the theme of what these films were all about, and also the character and the character development and the way the story developed. And at the end, you were left with essentially a moral choice as the way these movies came about.
Very good point. Well, one of the movies you highlighted in your lecture about movies and Christian worldview, and especially the classics. You talked about a film made in 1943 called Stranger in Town, and it had Frank Morgan, the man who played the wizard in The Wizard of Oz, and you said there was a speech he makes at the end, patriotic speech, and it's really good. And you even link to it. And I watched that, and I had never seen that film, never heard of it before your lecture. But I actually wrote down the words that this Frank Morgan character says, because it's very patriotic. It's a kind of in a jury-type setting with a judge sitting behind him. He says, like all of you here, he's talking to the townspeople in this one town, like all of you here, I'm a citizen of this country. That is no little honor. Men have fought revolutions, have died to be called citizen. And as a citizen, we carry a burning responsibility. It means we elect men to public office. We can't do it as lightly as we flip a coin. It means that after we have elected them, we can't sit back and say, our job is done. What they do now doesn't concern us. I thought, wow, that's a very interesting and appropriate message, especially as we're around time of a very important midterms, one of the perhaps the most important midterms in our entire life.
Oh, yeah, and the interesting thing about this particular film is that the Frank Morgan character, he's a Supreme Court justice, is on a hunting trip, and he's seeing this corruption taking place in this small town, and he's working with a man who wants to run for mayor and wants to change things. And so this speech that he gives in this courtroom, and he finally reveals who he is the basis of what made this nation great. And those basic principles that he's outlining are things that we need to relearn in order to reform our nation and get it back to the way it used to be in many cases.
Well, how about if we talk about some of the old movies that were patriotic, had some patriotic themes that might be, worth looking into? Sergeant York, for example.
Yeah, Sergeant York is based. It's a true story. Alvin York had a Damascus Road experience. Came to Christ late in his life. He reads the Bible, studies the Bible during World War One. He's drafted. And because he's reading the Bible, he believes that it's wrong to go and kill people, even in warfare. He is drafted, and they actually give him a choice. He said, look, we understand your position, even though this isn't built into your church's creed. We understand, and you're going to have to make this decision. He finally makes the decision. He's going to serve. And in doing so, he takes up arms. This guy is Alvin York was a dead shot. I mean, he was one of the best marksmen you could ever find. And here he was something of a pacifist. But because he saw his fellow soldiers being mowed down by the Germans, he felt it was a right thing to do to defend them and defend the nation against tyranny. So it is a great film. Anybody who, if you haven't seen this film, it's really worth watching. Gary Cooper got an Oscar for his performance.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, which, by the way, was made by Frank Capra, who's one of the best of them all.
Yeah, Frank Capra is kind of the epitome of bringing American values, to the screen. The establishment of that day, the swamp of that day, tries to co-opt Jimmy Stewart's character. That they want to be able to control him, but he is so principled, and when he finds out what was going on in Washington, he does everything in his power within the confines of the Senate in order to bring down this corruption. And he uses the people to do this. He sends messages back to his own hometown, the small newspaper, and young people, and so forth. And they change the system from the inside. And this, again, is another one of these things. The little guy can win if you have enough people behind you in order to set forth these fundamental principles.
And it does make you appreciate America. And, in fact, I think it educates people initially as to what the whole filibuster was about. It's a very interesting point. But one thing that we need to do is beware of the modern remakes. But let me give an example. Cheaper yeah. by the Dozen was made, in modern times. And it wasn't, totally immoral or anything. But I understand there was kind of an anti-Planned Parenthood type scene in the original version. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the Cheaper by the Dozen is based on a true story. It was a husband and wife team that were in the efficiency business. And they would film how to do things better. And they have 12 children, and somebody had told somebody from Planned Parenthood, it's not called Planned Parenthood in the film, but you know exactly what it is. And they said, well, you really need to go to that house over there. So she knocks on the door. She's from some birth control organization. And then what happens is he marshals all 12 of his children to come down, and just they kind of stand there in her presence. And of course, she panics and runs away. It's a fascinating film. There's a sequel to it as well, but the first one is very, very good. And again, once again, based upon a true story.
There's a film that you didn't mention that I'd like to mention to you. Maybe you could seek it out sometime. And it's surprisingly, Christian. In effect, it's a Christian parable. It was made around 1940, thereabouts, and it's got, believe it or not, Joan Crawford in it, and then also Clark Gable, and it's called Strange Cargo. And the gist of it is these people, including Joan Crawford, but everybody else is a male, they escape from Devil's Island, but they have this character with them. He is the Strange Cargo. His initials are JC, and it's as if it's Jesus Christ. It's like a parable. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but
I've heard about it, but I'll look at it and add it to my list.
See it first, and then you could judge accordingly. Yeah. You may also want to look at the Columbus movie with Frederick March, Christopher Columbus.
Right. Yeah. The African Queen is very good. It's a man who just is transformed by Catherine Hepburn's character, and that's another amazing movie that pretty much all takes place on a boat. But she's a missionary, and she's escaping, and she has to confront the Germans. Even the film The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance with Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne. Is great because Jimmy Stewart's character comes to bring the law to a lawless West, and he goes up against this tyrant Liberty Valance, and eventually he ends up being a senator and brings those values to the to the United States Senate.
Yeah, it's interesting how in effect there's always sort of a conflict between good and evil, and we were talking earlier about how in modern days we have this post-modern view, that morality is relative. So look at the example of Bonnie and Clyde. That was made in the 60s, but in effect, aren't they the hero and heroine of the movie? And yet these are people who went around robbing banks and even killing people in some cases. But they're really not quite heroes, according to the Word of God.
Yeah, I mean, they had... this celebrity looking, couple, who I can't remember who was the,
Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway.
Warren Beatty and, they're beautiful. They're Faye attractive. Dunaway. If you look at the real Bonnie and Clyde, they weren't anything like that, but they were these anti-heroes. And if you study what they did in the past, it's really remarkable that they would do a film like that that kind of doesn't glorify them, but it just kind of puts them into the glamour shot way of criminality.
Well, there's only so much time in the day, and if you're going to choose to watch something on film, it's so much better to frankly go back to a lot of these classics. My daughter once said to me, "How come you like these old movies in black and white?" And the answer is because they were better written and better performed in so many cases.
Yeah, The Best Years of Our Lives is another one. These soldiers come back from World War II and have to readjust, and I have some affinity towards it because one of the characters comes back. He's lost his both hands, upper arm, lower arm, and hands in it. And this really happened to him during World War II. And he actually stars in this film. My father, who served in World War II in the Korean War, came back from Korea with he lost his right leg in the Korean War. And so it's the adjustment that these men had to make as they came back from a war. And a lot of people don't understand it. My father never really talked about it very much, and their lives were very affected by this, and it made a difference in the way that they lived after they saw the horrors of World War II.
Well, I recommend people to listen to your lecture on this whole thing about movies and a Christian worldview as seen through the movies. We're out of time. AmericanVision.org for more information. Thank you, Gary DeMar, for all you do. All the best.
Well, thank you, Jerry.